就是到田景区的报告啦。屯门区会会文件2015年第十号，请各位审阅文件的内容。现在请屯门区指挥官麦力高先生简报有关屯门区的罪案情况。唔该。
Chairman and members, I believe all of you have received and read the report on the crime situation in Chunmun District from October and November 2014 and also from January to November in 2014. Now, for your information, the crime figures for the month of December have not yet been ratified at force level and are therefore not available. The preliminary figures indicate, however, that the overall crime figures for December are quite similar to those of November. Now, going back to the crime figure for the periods outlined in the report, I'd like to highlight a number of key points. So the crime figures in Chunmun District from October to November 2014 were maintained at a reasonable level when compared with the same period last year. The total number of crime cases was 561, representing a decrease of 116 cases, or minus 17.1%, when compared with the 677 cases in the same period last year. The detection rate from October to November was 36.9%, representing a decrease of 4.3% when compared with the 41.2% in the same period last year. For the same period, there were 84 cases of violent crime. That's a decrease of 41 cases, or 32.8%, when compared with 125 cases in the same period last year. The detection rate for violent crime was 42.9%, a decrease of 10.7% when compared with the 53.6% in the same period last year. Now, just looking at the crimes that show a decreasing trend, violent crime was down by 41 cases, pickpocketing was down by 21, burglary cases were down by 21, miscellaneous thefts down by 15, and serious narcotics offences were down by 14. On the other hand, the following crimes showed an increasing trend. Shop theft were up by 22 cases, technology crime was up by 19, and debt collection related crimes were up by 3 cases. Now, turning to the overall crime situation from January to November 2014, the crime figures showed a decrease when compared with the same period the previous year. The total number of crime cases was 3175, a decrease of some 280 cases, or minus 8.1%, when compared with 3455 cases in the same period 2013. Now, the overall detection rate from January to November in 2014 was 44.6%, showing a slight decrease of 0.1% when compared with the 44.7% in the same period 2013. Again, for the same period, there were 554 cases of violent crime in total, and that's a decrease of 151 cases when compared with 705 in the same period of the previous year. And the detection rate for violent crime was 61.6%, showing a slight decrease of 2.2% when compared with 2013. So overall, in January to November 2014, the crime showing a decreasing trend, or violent crime, down by 151 cases, or 21.4%. Wounding and serious assaults were down by 28.5%. Miscellaneous thefts were down slightly by 66 cases. Indecent assaults were down by 42 cases, or 41.6%. Serious narcotics offences were down by 34 cases, and triad-related crimes were down by 28. On the other hand, the crimes with an upward trend were technology crime, up by 106 cases over the period, Deception cases were also up by 58 cases, or 19.2%, and shop theft increased slightly by 21 cases. So the above is the crime report for the period from October to November 2014, and from January to November in 2014. And whilst it's pleasing to note some reduction overall in crime, and there are many positive areas, there remain areas of concern. And you've heard me mention technology, crime and deceptions several times already in the last year, and these remain a cause for concern. And our awareness campaigns to reduce these crimes and to arrest the perpetrators will continue. And members are welcome to raise any questions. Chairman.
張議員，你冇提問。袁生議員，我就係少少一個感受啫。咁當然好慶幸咧，就特別係喺2014年10月至11月呢期間，即係嗰個嘅罪案率咧，不但係冇喺呢個佔中時期裏邊咧係會大幅增加，反而係下跌咗。咁即係呢個可能即係所謂道亦有道啊。 即係一個大是大非時候咧，即係罪案裏邊咧，啲人都明白到關乎到一個社會香港嘅問題裏邊咧，可能喺呢段時間咧都唔會去增加咗警方嗰個嘅麻煩啦，係咪？咁所以呢個對屯門嚟講咧，亦係一個慶幸嘅。啊，即係我哋當時都好擔心，即係喺呢個情況裏邊會唔會出亂子咁樣？咁呢個證明咗咧係唔會嘅。
啊，即係呢個佔中裏面都係和平嘅。咁基本上嚟講呢，即係對警方嗰個嘅，當然啦，呢個即係雙刃刀啦，即係對警方當然有一種嘅壓力啊，喺人力上咁樣。咁但係都能夠屯門區都能夠維持到呢一個冇受嗰個嘅治安嘅大嘅影響呢，呢個都係一個好事嚟嘅。唔該，主席。
好，有冇其他有問題？阿陳思。
有出現人命傷亡嘅事故咧，其實政府亦都採取咗即係若干嗰啲措施啦，包括有啲跨部門嘅跟進機制啊咁樣。咁啊，但係縱使如此咧，都仍然係有出現人命傷亡嘅事故咧，其實真係好唔理想啊。咁我想睇下即係指揮官咧，覺得喺呢一部分咧，喺呢方面咧，仲有冇啲乜嘢可以改進嘅工作啦？係包括即係係咪需要更加廣泛咁去宣傳啦，喺社區嗰度睇下嗰啲鄰里之間啊，係咪可以就佢即係指導可能有事故發生嘅時候咧，就即係有啲舉報嘅即係舉動啦嚇，即係等政府等警方係可以更加快咁知道咁樣。咁就另外一個嘅問題咧，我就係想關心翻嗰啲毒品啊。咁啊，即係搞早幾年啦，屯門呢一個即係毒品嘅即係犯罪啦，就無論
宗數裏面所涉及嗰啲毒品嘅數量咧，都係一路咁下降咧，呢一個嘅趨勢咧，即係我哋會點樣係去睇，即係我哋區裏邊個毒品嘅問題咧？嚇，都係主席。
好，喂，阿威校何校美。
啊，主席，就都睇到喺今年嘅十月至十一月期間咧，有十宗嘅電話騙案啦，其中咧都有四宗咧係成功係呃咗錢嘅，都涉及成十幾萬。咁其實嗰個比率真係幾高嘅。 咁都希望警方喺呢方面咧，即係都可能久唔久要做一啲嘅宣傳啊，等啲即係市民咧係都加強嗰個警惕啦。咁特別咧係一啲嘅長者方面咧，佢哋好即係比較容易係受騙嘅。咁所以都希望警方喺方面多啲做宣傳嘅嚇。多謝主席。
好，唔該曬。係咪陳文慧議員？
唔緊要，其實華哥先唔緊要。我咧就喺呢一度咧就。就住即係警方頭先所報告嗰個罪案數字，即係有所下降咧，我覺得咧係即係值得咧，我哋議會同事去表揚。特別難能可貴咧，即係我覺得我哋應該要再講一講嚇，應該要講得咧嚇詳細一啲啊！我覺得我哋啲同事應該要講得詳細一啲，係咩咧嚇？既然頭先同事有提，特別係咧即係喺佔中期間，香港嘅警務人員。在咁繁重嘅工作當中，唔同嘅區域嘅警員咧都要去到協助咧維持呢個社會嘅秩序，抽調咗一啲嘅警力出去。同期咧，屯門區嘅即係呢一個罪案數字咧係有所下降。呢、這、一個咧突顯到咧，即係我哋屯門警區嘅警務人員嗰個嘅專業啊，同埋水平同埋努力，我覺得呢一個咧值得我哋肯定。就唔係咧，頭先所謂嗰種咁嘅道亦有道呢一種咁咧錯誤嘅講法，我覺得呢一個咧係要即係應該要咧去修正嘅。多謝。
嗯，好，下一位就係、是、陳文華議員。
係，多謝主席。我都係有同感嘅，就因為係警方喺近期嘅工作量咧其實大，咁警方嗰個克制同埋專業嘅表現咧，受到全港市民嘅讚賞。在這裡我作為香港市民一份子呢，我都在這裡對於警方工作呢持一個肯定的評價。特別屯門區警區來講呢，一直以來呢他們優良那個繼承下去呢，秉承著呢逢是有罪惡的萌芽呢就立即是打死他的，那使到呢我們屯門區的罪惡呢是保持了低罪惡率的。那從數字上顯示呢，是14年比13年的罪案呢是更加是少了，還有破案率是多了。那在這裡呢，我對於屯門警區所有的警務人員呢致高度的讚揚和嘉許的。多謝。
好，各位議員問有沒有就想李欣怡
要補充呢，其實我言中有意的，因為當佔中即係期間咧，有好多人士咧，就好強調咧，係抹黑咗，就話佔中會帶嚟咧全港嘅治安咧，就將會好差啦咁樣，因為啲警方咧係不同嘅警區抽調咗佢咁，但係而家事實證明咗啊嘛，唔係啊嘛，啊即係我唔知道其他區啦，就至少我屯門區裏邊咧，啊即係警力係被人抽調咗。但依然裏面咧都能夠嗰個治安裏面咧冇因為咁樣而俾人錯誤引導抹黑咗咧，係因為佔中而造致咗咧係啲社區治安咧會差。咁我只可以講出呢個事實嘅啫，唔該主席。
好，蕭議員。
主席，就對於佔中呢個問題嚟講咧，警方嚟講已經出盡咗全力，同埋咧亦得到佢哋內部嘅員工咧，即係好努力去即係維護個治安，同埋咧維護呢個法紀。咁我哋咧區議會值得咧就話，主席，我建議俾封信咧就係、鼓勵下佢哋繼續努力，即係減輕屯門嘅罪案。多謝主席。張
振康議員，張振
是我都即係支持頭先同事對肯定返警方嗰個嘅職責呢，係抱統一嘅支持，亦都即係贊成蘇議員剛才提及，其實我哋係可以即係俾多少少嘅即係叫一啲 award 啊，或者加許等等。不過我想強調嘅就係話，喺成個過程入面，我哋即係警方同埋或者係個社區呢，其實並冇因為某啲個別嘅事件呢而係容許有啲唔應該出現嘅狀況喺我哋屯門區發生。我特別即係都會覺得係一啲即係懂理或者係明白嘅狀況嘅市民，唔俾一啲地區嘅一啲嘅擴散式嘅違法行為再去進行，而警方亦都喺成個過程入面能夠係支持翻我哋屯門區入面維繫嗰個同埋打擊罪案嗰個嘅做法，咁呢一個係絕對係唔會再應該去抹黑警方一啲嘅行為，反而我哋都希望市民能夠通力合作，更加警醒，唔好俾一啲嘅禍害自己社區嘅事件繼續喺我哋社區擴散。唔該，主席。
好，如果是没有其他再追问，就请主委官回下刚才有几个议员都有些好的建议的。 啊，是可能我坐同位，謝官。
Yeah, thank you, Chairman. Thank you, members, for the comments and for the questions. And I'll try and go through those in the order that they were presented. Regarding domestic violence, the observation there is that on the one hand we may have been to some degree successful, but do we require to do more? And I think the answer is without question. Of course, we always have to expect to do more on this. If we look briefly at the figures in the report, you'll notice that the from January to November 2013, the figure went down from 1038 to 813 overall of domestic incidents in over the same period the last year. It indicates that the overall number of cases is down, but within that, the number of crime cases, the number of actually violent cases is down slightly as well. But it doesn't mean there's any room for complacency. I think you notice that I think the police recognise that when we, back in January 2009, we actually extended the category of domestic incident to more easily identify problems with couples or partners. You don't have to be a married couple, for example. We also have a domestic violence database so that if a report is made from a location, then the supervisor at the console, at Regional Command and Control Centre, will immediately be able to identify and tell an officer who's attending the scene of an incident that that place has featured before. And that will allow the officer to adapt his inquiries, shall we say, in a more forceful manner. So I would say that while it's pleasing to note that overall the number of incidents, and particularly violent incidents, has gone down, there is always room for improvement, and I would agree with you that positive publicity would encourage more potential victims and more victims to be aware of their rights and to make reports to police. So we would always encourage that. So it's something perhaps that we would welcome to work with any members who have an interest in that field to heighten awareness in the community. Moving on to narcotics crime. And the observation was the figures are down. Does this mean that the problem is alleviated and so on? Of course, it doesn't mean that perhaps because the arrest figures are down of serious narcotics offences, there's always a combination of factors here. And we're aware, we're mindful that there may be some cases which we're not able to detect immediately. I would look at the volume of drugs that's being seized. There are many different indicators here. It's pleasing that juveniles in particular have not been arrested for being involved in serious narcotics offences at the same level as they were the previous year. And I would like to think that a lot of our publicity work and awareness in the school community has an impact on that. And there's a lot of non-government organisations also doing good work in that field as well to keep kids out of trouble. I don't have a figure for you at the moment, an end-of-year figure for the quantities of drugs seized, but my personal feeling is that the figure is still quite significant. And so, again, without question, there's no cause for complacency on this one. And I think we'll have to continue with our endeavours, and particularly our school engagement and youth engagement programmes, to keep that down. Now, the last point was made about telephone deception cases. And in fact, I've mentioned at the meeting here and at the District Fight Crime Committee before about this, that again, there's some observations I would make on this. Looking at the overall number of cases, in the district. In 2013 compared to 2014, the overall number of deception cases is comparable with the previous year, but my final figure, as far as I recall, is going up slightly. But on the one hand, if looking at the figures there, it seems that the same number of cases have been reported to us, but the number of successful deceived cases has gone down from 36 to 25. We keep a very close watch on this, and we note, for example, in the successfully deceived cases, it's almost a 50-50 split. It's 13 males, 12 females deceived. The majority of those deceived are aged over 50. I always have them ask the question, have you heard of the police anti-crime messages? Are you aware of this type of deception before? And 95% of people will say, yes, I was aware of it. I'm aware of the publicity. But at the time, they felt so worried about the family member who was allegedly being held, you know, by the other side, that they felt that they should give up some money. Once again, on this one, I can only say that we have been partially successful. To see that the number of cases is going up is disappointing in some way. But on the other hand, I expect it to continue to go up, because we drive home the publicity very regularly on this. So I expect more people to report to police when there have been attempted deceptions as well. And I encourage people to do that. So I expect the figure should go up, but I am very disappointed that it's still successful. I think we're getting to a position where we'll be able to see that the positive publicity is now going to make an impact on that, and I hope that there'll be less people, even less people being deceived. Down from 25, from 36, overall, is not bad, but it still means, unfortunately, that some of these people will be, the perpetrators will be encouraged, because it's easy money for them. So the answer is, I think the some analysis there is quite encouraging, but yes, once again, we have to continue the publicity drive on this, and I've factored that into my plan for this year, one of our initiatives. And thank you. I hope that answers members' questions.
Well, I've got to let go.同警司的回应，我就大家要是不反对的话，我会代表区议会写一封信，是吧？表扬警方对此事的处理得当。阿徐先生，
是多谢主席。就我哋咧，就唔系话反对咧，系表扬警方嘅。事实上，即系我哋喺睇到全年嗰个罪案数字嘅下降咧，就都会即系赞赏啦，即系警方所作出嘅努力。咁啊，但系咧，我就唔同意啦，就话将呢一部分嘅即系工作方面啊等等嘅赞赏咧，系同占领运动咧系挂钩嘅。因为我觉得咧，就系话第一，无论即系有冇占领运动咧，警方咧都系应该咧系尽力系去即系遏止罪行嘅，降低呢个即系罪案嘅数字嘅。咁就第二方面咧，即系占领运动咧系冇令到社会嘅治安恶化咧，呢个系表现嘅嗰个运动本身咧系个良性嘅吓，即系佢良性。而冇造成咧呢个即系治安嘅恶化。第三系运动本身就并非咧就话嗰、那个同罪案有啲咩关系。咁第三方面咧就话社会大众咧系对于呢个占领运动咧系警方去处理呢个占领运动咧所反对嘅咧同处唔处理罪案咧系另外一件事嚟嘅。所反对嘅咧就系警方咧系响对付即系市民系去行使表达意见嘅自由吓嘅时候咧，佢所采取嘅手法同埋手段， 避免咧香港系成为一个咧利用警方作为政治打压工具咧嘅一个趋势。所以呢个系严格嚟讲咧系同打唔打击罪行咧系两回事嚟噶。吓，多谢主席。
就有三位，第二次嘅吓，完咗我就结束呢个议题，因为上头睇佢得太长啦吓。一落去就陈文华，阿姨，
多谢主席。我在这里是表明我是无意是去批评我们同事那个语政论证的能力，也都无意去批评同事对于是屯门区议会文件与2015年第10号的屯门警区提交屯门区议会会议的文件的报告书入面的内容。咁好清楚显示呢，内容里面係冇去展示其他嘅事项，只係展示咗屯门警区嘅嘅个工作。咁喺呢度呢，我相信同事呢亦都係冇需要係再嘥一啲时间去表述一啲唔係本议题嘅。多谢。
好，落去陈文辉。
多谢主席。我諗呢，即係大家就唔好敏感先啦，第一个就我諗即係对于赞扬警队嗰个工作呢，我认为应该要中性一啲去睇。点解我认为要中性一啲呢？就我哋讲緊係屯门区嘅情况。客观嘅现实系点呢？客观嘅现实系確实呢，香港系发生咗呢，即係所谓嘅占领嘅运动。咁喺呢个情况底下呢，即係包括埋屯门警区呢，佢嗰个人手呢都系因应要维即係去到所谓嘅占领区啊，维持当区嘅社会秩序。而是抽调了我们屯门区的人手，这个是客观的现实来的。那我又不评论占领区里面那个是不是有冲突这些问题做得好不好，我就不评论这些了。但我呢就见到呢，就是屯门区警区在这个情况底下，虽然人手是少了，但是他的工作呢仍然是维持高效，这一点呢是值得我们去表扬的。我所表达的意思是这样，就希望同事就不要太过敏感在这些这些问题里面去纠缠辣这样，如果不是就太政治，我觉得就。
曾文康议
员。多谢主席。正正就是因为人手不足，很多警方的警员其实是不要说休息，可能讲紧是36小时吃了一个杯面。这些事件我们不是第一日听。我哋亦都系喺呢一种嘅状况底下去理解到咧，警员自己佢冇擅离职守，喺自己嘅岗位以外，唔介意同家庭聚少离多，亦都系可以去到一啲社会大是大非嘅事件嘅环境，去抛开佢自己嗰个嘅家庭嗰个身份，去到维护翻佢自己应有嘅责任。唔好讲话不眠不休，淨係呢一个精神同埋佢哋喺个对岗位嗰个嘅认同嗰个尊重，我哋相信亦都喺呢一啲嘅项目入面，我哋係再次嘅係我以本人或者係睇下大家系咪都有类似，係对警方嚟讲佢哋係尽忠职守，係致以一个嘉许。亦都好希望嘅我哋即係同事事件还事件，自己立场还立场，希望睇返件事多啲住。多谢主席。
我都话算啦，好
唔好？主席啊，其实我都唔系咁嘅意思嘅，因为咧有议员咧将佢扯咗去占中嗰度嚟讲嘅啫。其实我讲就系屯门警方佢处理嗰个罪案系减少咗，值得我哋鼓励。所以我希望区议会俾封信赞扬佢哋啫。就大家咧唔好扯佢有咩占中唔占中嗰啲啊，即系要唔影响大家嗰个即系主席你去处理嗰个问题。我就重申一句，都系因为警方处理个治安减低，我哋鼓励佢，值得系俾我哋赞扬嘅。咁所以希望主席俾封信赞扬佢哋咁解嘅啫。
你信我写
啊嘛？系啦系啦，咁我哋提出如果大家冇反对嘅，冇反对嘅就照呢个方法去啦，主席唔好拗撬。
有冇反对啊？如果冇就我就代表大家草拟封信，睇下系咪啦。
主席，我谂要加一句啊，我哋系屯门区议会大会议会人士一致系赞赏。
你信唔信我写？你边个写必信我咯，系嘛？如果通过信我嚟写，就我自己写，都系我知道大家写会俾大家睇睇咯，系咪？睇下可唔可以？
我反对用一致啊，因为我唔赞成紧啫嘛吓。
唔赞成啊，唔话有咪反对咯。吓、啊，系嘛？好，都赞成吓，有少少人反对。好啊，如果大家系冇异议，我就会整好嗰个稿，都俾大家睇睇啦 因為反對一陣前冇所謂啦，係咪？啊，係，我哋唔使表決噶嘛，唔使表決噶嘛，好，係咁啦，好，嗯。如果何梅唔同意，我咪寫埋何梅唔同意咯，唔緊要噶，係咪？唔緊要，我咪寫埋。
咪入咗啦，叫再按噶啦，
叫再噶，叫再啊，好，好，得啦，好，多謝大家，多謝啊，麥力高啊，指揮官。